Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm your host, Rob Wetham. Joining me live from Ithaca, New York, is an intuitive women's spiritual coach. She's also a local licensed massage therapist, as well as an entrepreneur. She's the owner of InTheFlowOfMagic.com. That's the website, InTheFlowOfMagic. InTheFlowOfMagic.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kala Vivian Williams to the Professionals Roundtable.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing today? It's nice to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So talk to me a little bit about what you do. You know, you're a spiritual coach in private practice, you know, but you work off of InTheFlowOfMagic.com. So just talk to me a little bit about it.
Absolutely. I work with women who are going through life transitions, like major transitions, like after divorce, or they're trying to, you know, become self-employed and leave the corporate world, and they know that they need help with dealing with their stress and making that transition into a new life, into a new stage of their life.
All right, so that's where you come in.
Absolutely, yeah, because I don't know if you know my story, but I've been through some really dramatic transitions. So
okay, yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to that in 1 second. But before we do, what are some of the ways? First of all, before we get into the ways that you help people, sort of describe some of the issues that they're coming to you with first.
Well, as I said, mostly midlife women, you know, late 30s, 40s, who are, you know, the kids maybe are leaving home or they're really unhappy in their work life, and maybe they're having trouble with like their sleep and feelings of stress and just knowing that they're not living the dream that they, you know, when they were younger that they wanted to live. So I use my intuitive skills in terms of working with them to see what's going on, but then I take it further in teaching like meditation and tools that they can use to really get back on their path.
Just some mindfulness techniques?
Yep. And, you know, it's the buzzword right now, of course, in therapy and every field of bringing in mindfulness, you know, mindful eating, mindful this. It's really a lifesaver. It's a life-saving technique because it helps us to be calm, to deal with stress, and to know what to do in each moment.
Okay. All right. So let's get to your background then. You know, talk to me about the stories.
Oh, sure. Yeah, my background, what put me back into the healing profession was I was actually a professor, so it's an unusual trajectory. I was a professor and back in 2008 left the job because I was going through bullying and just a terrible work environment.
Bullying in the workplace amongst adults?
Yes, amongst adults, absolutely.
Because like you tell me you're a professor, I'm assuming that like, you know, the students are bullying the students because they're young.
No. The students were lovely. I was teaching art because that was my original love. I moved between healing and the visual arts. So I was an art professor, and there was just a lot of professional, you know, there was a quagmire. There was a lot going on.
Say their names. Call them out right now in the air. Say them. No, don't say it. It's fine. Go ahead,
I'm not going to say the place, but, you know, I actually got tenure. And then left. So very, very unusual. I could not take it. And so had anxiety, depression.
There was no legal repercussions you could have, and we'll get past this in a second, but there was no legal ramifications or repercussions that you could have?
Friends and colleagues told me, you know, the thing is you have to document everything for those of you who are dealing with it. You have to really step-by-step document everything. And honestly, I was so stressed out at that point, I did not want to go through that. I just wanted to walk away.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass that is to have to write everything down.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it's happening, you need to note what they said and the time, and I said, you know, I'm just getting out of here.
Right.
So, yeah, left, packed up my little car, drove off to the woods of Western Massachusetts, and this was the height of the recession. It was 2008, and I didn't, you know, it was just beginning. So
right, and nobody knew how bad it was going to get.
Exactly. I mean, I went back to, I taught a little yoga, I did what I could, but I really was deeply depressed.
Right. So how'd you bust out of it?
What helped me is what I went back to. I had been a yoga teacher. You know, I had that background, that certification, and I had my own yoga studio in New York City prior to leaving to be a professor. So very slowly, I started, you know, I would roll out my yoga mat, and that helped me start to heal. I went back to the meditation practices, just slowly. I mean, it definitely took some time, you know, and then sort of to recalibrate myself into what do I really want to do? You know, how do I want to help people?
Mm, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what are you going to do down the line? You know what I mean? Now that you're all set, maybe not totally, because I don't know if anybody totally comes to a 100% complete, you know, mm-hmm. completeness inside, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anybody's fully 100% whole. Like, there's still issues here and there. But since you've overcome, you know, your biggest issues, you know, that was really holding you back, you know, what are some of the goals that you now have set for the future?
Well, what I would love to do is to continue to work with, like, most of my clients are women, and I would love to, when I was a professor, I went to Italy for a friend's wedding, and I went twice. And I would love to take, you know, have spiritual retreats with women from around the world and take them to beautiful places and
like Italy. So gorgeous.
Like Italy.
Oh, my God. Which parts did you go to? I have to ask.
I went to the big three. Where was it? I went to Rome, I went to Venice, and I went to Florence.
That's
and I
exactly
love Florence.
That is exactly what I did.
You did?
That is literally,
awesome.
That is literally exactly what I just did in April.
You're kidding. You just did that?
Just did it.
It's a beautiful country.
It is,
it's a slower lifestyle.
Listen, I've only been there once, right? And I haven't really been that far out of the country too many times. But when I tell you that Rome is the most beautiful place, just between the history and the art and the people and the culture, it is unbelievable.
The food, And so, you know, I want to take people to Tuscany or Siena. I also visited Siena. Beautiful spiritual landscapes. You know, you just feel it. You feel relaxed. You feel healed. So that's my big dream, is to really start doing retreats there and taking a small group of women there and, you know, doing massage, doing meditation with them. Of course, getting some great food, healthy food. Yeah. Beautiful. They can bring their husbands too and their partners.
I guess so. I mean, you know, the old ball and chain, if you got to drag it behind. It is what it is.
You know, they can be there, and if they want to take a class or two, maybe. But they can be there when they go out to eat and so on.
Okay. See that, guys? You can still eat. You're allowed to eat. So.
All right. But you know, the women are taking the yoga. The guys can go do bicycle or something.
That's it. I love it.
Countryside.
So, listen, Calla, I want to thank you very much for joining the show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I got to let you go. But
it was a pleasure.
You know,
yeah.
It was very nice to talk to you, and I do wish you nothing but the best moving forward. You do great things for people, and you know, you deserve to be recognized.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham. You can feel free to check me out on Facebook at Facebook.com/RobWRadio. Just leave some feedback about the show. I'll get back to you. We'll be right back after a short break on the Professionals Roundtable.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.